Welcome, ladies, to our Naomi's Table Bible Study. I'm Amy Spreeman. Today we're in the book of Colossians with teacher Beth Seifert. Make sure you go to naomistable.com and get the Colossians study guide to help you dig deeper. Well, let's open up our Bibles and begin today's lesson.
Welcome back to our study in the book of Colossians, ladies. Today we'll be in day 7, and I've titled this one, Firm Faith. We'll be in Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you, and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. Paul again today emphasizes the struggles that he has endured for these believers that he's never met. He's addressing both the believers in Colossae and in Laodicea, which was about 9 miles away from Colossae. Yet, just because he hasn't met them face to face doesn't mean they are strangers, and doesn't mean that he doesn't want to meet them in the future. He wants to know them and to know them now to encourage them, but even more importantly, he wants them to know Christ. Still, look at the language he uses to describe his longing to meet these believers. He wants to meet them face to face, to encourage them all to be united, to have their hearts knit together as a body of believers in love. There is a precious unity that we have with other believers, ladies. That unity is unique among the body of Christ because it comes from the common spirit that we all share, binding us together. It's important that, especially as we hear so much talk of unity today, that we understand that true believers will not unite with false religions for the sake of unity. That's not the kind of unity Paul's talking about. Still, we need to strive for unity among the true body of Christ. Unity on salvation issues is primary, but we need to know when we are disagreeing in a disrespectful and divisive manner, and we need to be willing to be called to repent. Remember, even Paul and Barnabas disagreed about whether to bring Mark with them on their journeys. Paul wanted to leave them behind. Barnabas wanted to bring him with them. In the end, Barnabas took Mark and went on his way, and Paul went the other way. Neither one of them said, "Well, he's not a true believer, because if he was a true believer, he would have agreed with me." There really are things that, as believers, we can disagree on without causing division. And that's the kind of unity that Paul wants these believers to have. He also wants to have them all gain in knowledge and understanding of God's mystery. Again, Paul is speaking about God's mystery, and again, he's referring to Christ. Think about it and look at how Paul describes this mystery. Christ is the ultimate treasure. Knowledge of Christ and knowledge and wisdom in Christ are also part of the mystery of who he is. He is ultimate keeper of divine wisdom and spiritual knowledge. The mystery is all about him. Truly, it's not about us. Paul emphasizes this to be sure they understand that they must keep focus on God and on the saving work of Christ and not be led astray by plausible arguments. False teachers were probably claiming special knowledge of the mysteries of God's truth, and Paul is insisting that Christ is God's mystery, and all understanding is found in him. I have to pause here because, honestly, today, people are led astray by garbage. People claiming to be Christians simply have zero discernment and are completely biblically ignorant. The arguments don't even have to be plausible anymore to delude them, and that's to our shame. That's not a compliment. And if you look at the prominent women's teachers, much of that nonsense is directed at women who are easily led astray. Be careful out there, ladies. Do not take my word for any of it, or that word of any teacher. Examine everything that you are taught in light of Scripture. Always. Do not exempt me from this either. Now, again, Paul has not met with these people in person, nor has he been in their presence at all yet. Still, the way he addresses them and his concern for them is something that is unique to Christians, because we believers are all joined in the Spirit. There is commonality that we will have that binds us together, regardless of how different the rest of our experiences and cultures and whatever other external things you can think of exist. We are part of the body of Christ, and that body spans time and geography. Paul has received word of their good order, which gives the word picture of troops who are ready for battle, and the firmness of their faith in Christ. And it is through this that Paul is rejoicing with them. Ladies, we need to know what the Bible says. We have to know it. If we don't know what the Bible says, we will fall for anything. And that is very obvious in our world today. Everyone falls for everything. And seriously, it doesn't even have to be plausible. Yet we call ourselves Christians while behaving like pagans. We look for signs and wonders, and we put so much stock into what we perceive as direction from God, but we've never opened the Bible. This should not be. We are to think biblically, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, Romans 12:2, to take every thought captive, 2 Corinthians 10:5, and bring it back to Scripture to be checked and examined in the light of the truth of Scripture. We aren't to live our lives based off of our feelings. Our hearts are deceitfully wicked, remember Jeremiah 17:9? But we are to use the brains God gave us to seek out His truth and to honor Him above all. I am saddened by the number of people who want to do something so they look for a sign from God. And when they get a phone call or someone mentions the thing that they already want to do, they take that as their sign and then they run off without ever seeking the truth of Scripture. It's sad, and it's paganism. We're not to seek after the hidden things of God, ladies, Deuteronomy 29:29, and yet the Bible does give us everything that we really need for living. Have a question about who you should marry? What does the Bible say about marriage? Have a question about what job you should take? What does the Bible say about work? Wonder whether you should go into the mission field? What does the Bible say about missions? When will we learn? When will we stop being led about by whatever wind of doctrine comes our way? When will we actually follow the example of the Bereans and take everything back to Scripture? Look back at this passage. Do you think that Paul would say that they were in good order and firmness of their faith if they were being led by their emotions? Not a chance. No, he just spent all that time emphasizing our need for knowledge and wisdom, not getting in touch with our feelings. Oh, that we would heed the warnings of Scripture and apply them to our lives. My question for all of us today is simply this. What are you relying on? Are you relying on your feelings or on the knowledge of Christ? That knowledge can only come through Scripture. Your feelings do not ever trump the truth of Scripture, regardless of your experience. Are you, as Paul says here of the Colossian church, in good order and firm in your faith of Christ? Or are you tossed about by every wind of doctrine that comes your way? Please, please know that through the Holy Spirit, you do have the ability to understand what Scripture teaches. It is He who illuminates us and points us to God and His Word, always. The goal of the Spirit is always to give God glory, to make much of Christ. Through this Spirit, the body of Christ is joined together. Please, ladies, know what the Word says for yourself. Don't rely on anyone else for that knowledge. Be in good order and be firm in your faith. Ladies, you'll find the notes for this lesson under the Bible Studies tab of the website, naomistable.com, Lesson 7, Firm Faith.